Thank you, Mad Women, and thanks for being here. It's an honor to read alongside such cool women. And my first poem is called Floating Out of Body. A coworker of mine once compared her tongue to a balloon animal. And I think I'm a balloon animal too. I pull my right arm, my left arm shrinks, kind of shapeshifter. I'm a liar. I tell my therapist I'm a giraffe. I think we scored, sorry. Maybe, unless someone, they really liked my poem. I'm a liar. I tell my therapist I'm a giraffe, long neck stretching. I leave this body on the ground and float, but I'm just as heavy as in our first session. This next one's called Like Her. Opening the sandwich line, Trish calls me baby doll, asks me to pass her a French baguette, and I do. She's 23, lives on Lawn Street, short brown hair completely covered by her hat. I notice her tongue ring when she says, shit, after realizing I didn't grab the scoop for the quinoa. She's not mad. Says, who puts quinoa on oatmeal? Shit's nasty. Before sitting on the counter to eat strawberries I cut only moments ago. I know I want to be more like her when our gloves touch between passing breakfast sandwiches, clearing orders. I want to feel comfortable saying no, like she does when our manager asks her to clean the bathrooms because it's not her job. When he sends her home early for having an attitude, she kicks the door open, and wind blows in, fallen leaves and other debris. I want to follow her, but our manager says, sweep, please, and I do. Yeah. This next one's called Body as Beehive. I was 11 when a boy at the mall approached me and said, it looks like bees attacked your face. 18, at a frat party, a guy asked me to pay $5, said, you're too ugly to drink for free. Mom, every day before school, why don't you care about the way you look? You could be pretty if you tried. Today, 5:30 p.m., the sun is a blister on the skin of the sky, and I am tired. Of searching for beauty in flakes of peeled paint fallen on the floor of my bedroom, or in the eyes of strangers ordering beers, in the soreness of my throat from begging my body to become the beehive for once, not the bumpy road, but the yellow house on the surface. Even beehives are knocked out of trees, broken into, but at least my holes would bleed honey. This is called The Remaker. I found a sweater on the side of Chesterfield last Sunday. Somebody's trash. I stole it. Saw the left sleeve was ripped, so I stapled it back together. Don't know how to sew. I wear socks on my hands when it snows. I abandon nothing. I save myself in things. I am the remaker. Shoelaces are my belts for the too big for me jeans I found in a closet on campus. I just have two more poems. This is called When I Didn't Believe in Drowning. I imagine my body looked blurry beneath the surface, bloated belly full of bubbles and chlorine. I was 6 when I cannonballed into Aunt Janet's pool and let my back touch the bottom lined blue. Opening my mouth to swallow the world around me, I just kept sipping until I felt myself slowly slipping away. This is my last poem. It's called What Keeps Me Here. Just the other day, crossing Semple Street, I saw the incoming SUV as an opportunity to end it. And to think the impact, the sounds, would have fucked up that family for years. I barely got home. Broke down outside of my building. On my knees and next to me, a beautiful bouquet of flowers waiting for Caroline in apartment 3. Fuck Caroline, I thought. But I regret that now because today, stepping out of the shower, I saw my naked body in the mirror, shrouded in steam, shoulders reddened by hot water, blue eyes piercing through leftover mascara dripping from my cheeks. This is why I stay. For moments when I can faintly taste beauty like fresh lemon in a glass of water. When the stretch marks on my stomach remind me of strings pulled tight and tied to keep me together. This is why. To see myself in this light, in this bathroom, teal towel beneath my feet, as these thoughts burst like blood vessels all over my body, I am here. I have something to say. Thank you.